from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Kat Snow. California is adding solar and wind power at record levels to meet the state's ambitious renewable energy goals. So it might seem odd that on some days, the state has to tell big solar farms to turn off. That's right, turn off. KQED Science reporter Lauren Summer explains why that's happening and how a controversial plan would keep solar plants running.
Nancy Trawick's job is a lot like an orchestra conductor's. It's all about give and take.
It's constantly solving a constant problem, meaning that you're always trying to balance.
What she's balancing is California's electric grid. Trawick has to keep the lights on for around 30 million people. She works at the California Independent System Operator, and at its headquarters near Sacramento, she watches a huge wall of screens.
This is kind of a heads-up display, so if something happens, alarms will go off.
Here's how it works. Trawick, like an orchestra conductor, relies on huge natural gas power plants, which are like the string section, putting out a steady stream of electricity. But lately, Trawick's job has gotten harder because of this. Solar and wind power, because the sun and wind aren't as predictable.
All of a sudden, you have a major cloud that comes over a big solar field.
And the solar power drops off.
That needs to come from somewhere else immediately.
So Trawick has to keep the natural gas plants, the string section, in the background just in case. If she turns them off, it takes hours to start them up again. But running all of those together, solar, wind, and natural gas, is becoming a problem. On days when there's little demand for air conditioning, they make more power than California needs.
Now we really just got to start cutting as much as we possibly can. If that's not done, then you could have a blackout.
So she has to tell solar farms to shut off. And no one likes to see solar energy go to waste.
That's zero carbon, clean energy. It would just be, you know, a travesty to curtail large amounts of it.
Keith Casey also works at the California Grid Operator. He says this problem will only get worse as the state approaches 50% renewable energy. But he's working on a fix. Right now, California's grid runs mostly on its own. It's like an island. But there are power lines reaching into neighboring states across the West.
You're operating your little piece of the system, but if you can operate it as an integrated whole, you can just operate the system more efficiently.
So Casey is proposing California join up with its neighbors. Instead of having lots of little electric grids across the West, each doing their own thing, there would be one big electric grid, a regional grid. And when California has too much solar power, neighboring states would buy it instead of having to switch off those solar farms.
It's a win-win.
This marriage of electric grids would start with PacifiCorp, a utility in Oregon, Utah, and Wyoming. But PacifiCorp isn't a partner everyone wants to get in bed with.
PacifiCorp is by far the largest owner of coal plants in the western United States.
Travis Ritchie is an attorney with the Sierra Club.
So these are individual plants.
Ritchie points to a map showing PacifiCorp's coal power plants dotted across Utah and Wyoming.
That's a big problem for California. We have put forth a lot of really great policy measures to stop coal for climate reasons, for pollution reasons.
Ritchie says California could refuse to take power from these out-of-state coal plants, but being just one player in a regional electric grid could mean giving up some of the state's autonomy, its power to control its energy future.
Will California actually lose the ability to lead on climate issues if it gives up its power to Utah and Wyoming, two states that are actively fighting everything about climate change that California is working to promote?
Several state legislators have the same concern. And joining electric grids isn't the only way to deal with extra solar power. What about giant batteries?
Energy storage is probably the biggest hammer in the toolbox.
Paul Denholm is an analyst at the National Renewable Energy Lab in Colorado. He says California will probably need batteries and a bigger electric grid because renewable energy is going ahead full steam.
Wind and solar in many places of the country is actually the cheapest option. And that's the first time in history where that's been the case.
Which means what California decides in the next 2 years could set the stage for the rest of the country. I'm Lauren Summer, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabzanel Foundation.